A multi-year conflict between a Newington propane company and its neighbors comes to a head this week as state regulators decide whether the company can expand immediately or must undergo a year-long evaluation. Whatever the outcome, opponents have already stalled the project and received concessions. NHPR's Emily Corwin has more.
This is the way the propane company C3 did business for decades. At its port in Newington, it imported propane by cargo ship from Algeria, mostly, and then it sold it locally. Then, about 4 years ago, cheap American propane flooded the market from fracking operations out west.
So essentially, we've been out of business because of the price differential for the last couple of years.
That's C3 Vice President Paul Bogan, almost 2 years ago. It was that long ago that his company set out to reverse its business model, bringing in cheap domestic propane by rail from out west and selling it here and by cargo ship overseas. The company argues this will lead to cheaper propane and more secure energy sources for the region. Nobody thought that 2 years later, local residents would still have the project at a standstill. Not even one of its staunchest opponents, Portsmouth resident Rich Dipentima. He says even though his attorney filed a motion to delay the proceedings.
I hope, to be honest with you, even though our attorney put it in supporting that, I'm kind of tired of this.
As you can tell, he and his wife have had enough. They live 100 feet from the tracks that would carry 16 cars of propane each day. As it is now, C3 brings in a few rail cars a week. A year and a half ago, Catherine Dipentima explained she did not trust Pan Am, the company that owns the tracks behind her house. She didn't think they could handle that much hazardous material.
Yes, our concern is about their safety record. It's about their transparency. It's about their management style.
Now it's up to three members of the state's Energy Site Evaluation Committee to decide whether the proposed expansion is safe enough to proceed without a year-long evaluation. Usually, these year-long evaluations are reserved for brand-new facilities. So C3's attorney, Alec McEachern, thinks he has a good case.
In this case, C3 has been in operation at this site for 40 years. And they already have rail facilities.
And McEachern is keen to mention most of the public concern revolves around railroads, something locals have virtually no control over.
Because federal law protects the rights of the railroads to operate.
It's true, all along, opponents to this project have had very little legal ground to stand on. But that hasn't stopped anyone from lawyering up. After the Newington Planning Board gave the company the thumbs up, the Dipentimas and their neighbors convinced the city of Portsmouth to appeal that decision in court, not a common course of action. Portsmouth City Attorney Jane Farini says she knew it would be an uphill battle.
Well, I think when you're dealing with complicated technical federal regulations and federal preemption issue for rail, there's a question of sort of compliance and access to that information.
The city wanted, among other things, a comprehensive, independent safety study of the site and the railroad. The judge said no. But for opponents, putting time and money into even failing litigation has been fruitful.
So I do think positive things have come from all of the litigation already.
After a judge denied Portsmouth its comprehensive independent safety study, opponents brought the request before the state energy regulator. Ultimately, the committee forced the propane company to cough up $45,000 for the study of both the site and rail lines. Farini says that's a win.
I think that is what the citizens were concerned about, and I think that's what the city council and obviously the city was concerned about.
The independent research firm's 180-page report did not uncover any safety concerns. On top of that, the railroad spokesperson, Cynthia Scarano, says Pan Am has invested close to $1 million to upgrade the railroad tracks above the class required for the project. That upgrade will continue, she says, if the project gets the green light. Between the rail upgrades and the independent safety study, Portsmouth resident Rich Dipentima says he's feeling more secure.
So I think that issue is... it's not zero risk, but the risk is certainly much lower.
Of course, that security has come with a price tag. Not all cities of 20,000 people have a staff of 2 full-time and 2 part-time civil attorneys. Here's Farini.
I am the person assigned to this particular litigation, and it has taken an extraordinary amount of time.
Dipentima and his neighbors all chipped in to retain their own private attorney, too. So it's been an expensive 2 years for cities and residents along the Pan Am tracks. But even when you're facing federal preemption laws and losing battles in court, In this case, squeaky wheels still seem to get the grease. And things may well not be over yet. Opponents say, though they now know the rails are secure, they still want a year-long review of the actual propane storage site. And that will likely be decided on Friday. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.